While I have some questions prepared, you know, for these panelists, the reason we're doing this session today is for the members. So, with that, I want to open it up for questioning. We do have a microphone, so not only for a recording that we're doing, but so everyone can make sure and hear you. So, with that, I'll just go ahead and open it up for questioning for now.
So, I have not been engaging with the media. I've been called a few times. I've been extremely gun shy of going down that route. So I guess the question is how I'm concerned about the downside of a fast-paced interview where I need to reply quickly. I don't have time to think about what my answer is. And the pros and cons, because that's how we tend to think. Okay, this is the pro, this is the cons, and I'm a little bit concerned about entering that type of quick, fast-paced communication, and I see a large potential for a downside of just becoming a big headache for me to solve. How do you start these things in a safe environment where I can have a something in advance that I can think of, a script that I can go back to, as opposed to just throwing myself out to the wolves? And what's the right way of doing it?
Let's be off the record for a while. I want to get a sense of what you've told me what you're interested in, but I don't have a sense of your approach or your breadth. So let's be off the record for a while where you can tell me what you're really interested in. I can chat with you a little bit about my reactions. And then when you feel comfortable that this person is with you and there is a commonality of interest, you think that he or she is understanding you, not misunderstanding you or paraphrasing you poorly, then you can say, okay, I get it. Now let's start, and let's chat. And I'm on the record now. And thanks for providing that. That's a kind of quick look at not feeling too estranged.
And I would add to that: start with a smaller publication or a smaller media outlet. You know, don't go right on Fox News, right? Start with somebody maybe more local that you're comfortable with and that you can get that that better understanding of where they're coming from. Another technique is to ask for questions ahead of time. Sometimes they'll do that. Sometimes they won't. It depends on the reporter. You can always ask if you can see the article before it's published. Again, sometimes they do it. Sometimes they won't. But it never hurts to ask those kinds of questions. Do a little research. Do some internet search on that reporter and see what kind of stories they write and what kind of angles they take. There's nothing wrong when a reporter calls and says, you know, I want to talk to you about this or that, and you say, you know what, you can make something up. I'm going into a meeting. Can I call you back at 3? And that buys yourself some time to really delve into who is this reporter, what are they doing, and just getting yourself, your head together and around that topic.
Real quick, I want to ask, you know, something that Jeff mentioned, the three magic words for any reporter and source, which are off the record. I was taught in J school years ago that there is never such a thing as off the record. And this can also go to Jason and Craig a little bit, as you've been interviewed multiple times. Is that becoming more of a thing now? Is that viable? You know, do you need to use those words specifically in order to get a journalist to not have a hot microphone, as it were?
You know, for us, with particularly if we're interviewing someone who is not a media personality and hasn't had a lot of experience, I think it's a courtesy, and off the record is definitely viable. I think if you're talking to Mr. Scaramucci, you know, you may not want to extend that privilege.
We will extend the privilege if we know that person, and you know, we just have good rapport and they're giving us some valuable background information. But if it's me talking to a news outlet, because sometimes we're on the other side of the coin, you know, I never take it. I would never say something off the record that I didn't want in the publication or on the air, because it's going to work its way in there some way, even if it's just written in as background. So you just, you know, you kind of got to feel who your reporter is, and your trust for that person, and go from there.
So I've never done anything off the record, because that just takes more time. Yeah, off the, so I just go straight in and say everything I do. I guess the only sort of, you asked for some thoughts on like how to make this work. I've actually never, you know, my work is on perhaps I don't know if it's controversial, but anyway, you know, some things that are controversial. I've always felt that I've been well represented, but the way it's always been done is the way that the University of Illinois, whenever we have a paper comes out in some form or other, is we're supposed to notify our press office, and then they will send out an announcement about that. So that's how a lot of the comments. So they want to talk to you about a particular thing you just did research on. So from that sense, it's somewhat constrained. Now over time, you know, like Jason and I both, is we have reporters who call us up all the time, even if it's not on a particular paper. And there you may have to do some finessing about how you talk about these things. But in the main, you're not going to be surprised by what they're asking. And then, you know, there's been a few times where I probably, things have been said somewhat differently than I would like. That, like one time, somebody from Huffington Post, I made the comment, said a lot of government programs don't work, but SNAP is great. Some others got translated into most government programs don't work. And so I kind of said, you know, can you go back and change? I don't think I said most. So those would be some of the things. But I think that in general is that I wouldn't be too worried about what you say or think. But the one thing is to always, nobody really cares about the specifics of your research. You should be able to define what your research is. And I usually talk no more than 2 to 3 sentences. You know, they don't care that you had a different coefficient in this estimate versus under your robustness checks. Just try to distill that one.
I think Sarah's comments are right on the money, and that is, you're never under obligation to talk to anybody, and almost everyone will alert you beforehand, like, hey, can I call you and ask you about this or whatever. And so I almost always will, you know, Google the reporter's name and see what kind of stories they write, and you can get a sense of what kind of person you're going to talk to a lot of times before then. And then also, you know, I think I do that a lot too, make up stories. Well, can I call you back in an hour because got something else going on. That lets me do my homework a little bit about whatever they're wanting to write about, and then it also lets me figure out who I'm talking to. I mean, over time, you end up developing some relationships. So you know, then they're going to reach out to you, and you know them, and so there's a sense of trust there a little bit that you're not going to be misrepresented. You know, I think another thing that is helpful too, I probably don't do it as much anymore as I should, but especially early on when I started doing these things, was you know, write down 2 or 3 talking points. Like, what are the 3 things I want to say? And they'll teach you to do that if you take a media training. They'll say, well, no matter what question you get asked, you know, redirect it back to your talking point. Well, now, you know, when you do that, you realize that's what you hate about every politician. They never answer the question. And so, I feel like as an academic, I'm not going to get fired probably for what I say. So I should, you know, try to legitimately answer the question. But that being said, I'm spending my time too. I can try to get in a few of the points that I wanted to get in as well. Doesn't mean they're always being the story or not, but it normally helps me to have at least, okay, here are the sort of 3 main messages that's coming from this piece of research or that I've accumulated that I want to try to get across. And normally, you know, they do, even though you may not get asked directly about them, if they're on the top of your mind, somehow you have a way of directing the conversation towards those things. But I, like Craig said, I've never felt like I've been mistreated really in the way an interview was handled. Maybe I was just lucky there, you know, but I would say that's also probably, you know, I have a blog that doesn't have a huge following, but it gets some traction. That's also a little bit of protection on my end. Like, I will often point to stories, and sometimes what I will do is if I felt like they really didn't go put enough nuance, or I had a, you know, wanted to carry on, then I can say, you know, so-and-so mentioned this in this story, you know, I also here's these other papers. So it allows me a mechanism to respond. So it's not just this thing sitting out there and I really didn't like it. So, like what Craig mentioned, I'd link to that Huffington Post story on my blog and say, well, Rena, I didn't say all government programs. I said some. Yeah. And it gives you a mechanism to, like, respond. That's not a reason to blog, but that is one benefit of having a blog, is it gives you a mechanism to respond if you feel like you were not fairly treated.
And a point to make on you know, being concerned about preparing for an interview, or if you're unsure about, you know, a particular publication or journalist. I mean, I don't know what your university communications, you know, is like, but you can always use them as a resource. And as an AAA member, it's part of my job is to, you know, if you get a phone call and you're unsure about, you know, this reporter or this topic, or, you know, is there a particular reason, you know, shoot me an email, call me, Jay, what do you know about such and such? I mean, that's part of my job is to, you know, to help not only, you know, screen things out like that, but also, you know, if, you know, for media training, you know, that's something else that I would really, you know, like to start doing some more of. So